This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I met somebody yesterday who said he's a Kangatarian. A Kangatarian. I'm like, what the hell is that? He's like, you don't know what Kangatarian diet is? I go, what, you eat kangaroo? He's like, yeah. I go, where the hell do you find kangaroo? I mean, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then I realized I might not know all the diets that are out there. You know, I mean, I understand you got vegetarian, then cutting animal fats completely, you got vegan. I mean, that's, pretty much to the extent that I understand it to be. And then you have, you know, a lot of us, we eat meat. Okay, so I'm a meat-atarian. So I decided to look it up. And Wikipedia showed me that there's a huge list of diets. I mean, we are talking, I have to scroll with my finger for about 10 seconds through all the diets that are out there, okay? So, did you know there's a fruitarian diet? This is a diet which predominantly consists of raw fruit. Now, I'm wondering if somebody's making, you know, some of the stuff up, you know, like a chocolatarian, where most of my diet is made up of chocolate. I mean, apparently these things are supposed to be fairly documented. Under vegetarian diets, you could be a fruitarian. You could also be a lacto-vegetarian. There's a lacto-vegetarianism diet or a lacto-vegetarian. So you have certain types of dairy, but no eggs and food which contain animal rennet. Does anybody know what the hell that means? I don't. They say it's a common diet among followers of several religions, including Hinduism, Jainism, and based on the principle of ahimsa. So lacto-vegetarianism. Then you have lacto-ovo vegetarianism. Now, I've heard of that. Okay, that's where you get to eat an ovum or an egg. So a vegetarian diet that includes eggs and dairy. And then you got the vegan. The vegan is a vegetarian diet, but no animal products such as eggs, dairy products, or honey, right, or kangaroo. Now we got the semi-vegetarian diets. And the semi-vegetarian diets, you guys have been hearing, remember flexitarian? I'm a flexitarian. You're like, wait, what does that mean? Does that mean you're vegetarian when you're around your, you know, the ladies, but then when you're with the guys, you eat meat? Is that what you're talking about, flexitarian, or you flex your muscles? Apparently, it's a predominantly vegetarian diet in which meat is occasionally consumed. Now, for those of us who have really cut back drastically our meat, maybe we could call ourselves flexitarian. Maybe we could even get some government entitlements for this, too. I don't know. So this is pretty exciting. But flexitarian, I'd say I'm a flexitarian. I've cut back on my meat. Like this morning, I only had one steak instead of two. All right, so then we got the Kangatarians. Apparently, it's a diet originating from Australia. In addition to foods permissible in the vegetarian diet, kangaroo meat is also consumed. So I guess the Australians go, look, we could call ourselves vegetarians as long as we eat the roo. A koalatarian are those that eat koala. I'm joking. Nobody eats a koala bear. I'd be like, what? Okay, no koala bears. Pescatarian. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that there's any vegetarian diets in Australia because they came up with Outback. You'd think if they came up with Outback, you know, there's Chinese restaurants, there's Mexican food, okay? Then you got Outback. To me, I thought Outback was Australian cuisine, like the blooming onion. Pescatarians is a diet which includes fish, but not meat. See, I would think pescatarian is something you do when you're punished because you have to eat vegetables and fish. You know, and I mean, I think I would almost rather be a vegan than a pescatarian because I really don't like eating fish. Then you have a plant-based diet. You got these plant-based diets. So I'm like, oh, no, I can't eat that because I am plant-based. I'm like, but plant-based, that means you're vegetarian. No, I'm plant-based. Okay, so what the hell does that mean? Anyway, under some definitions, a plant-based diet is fully vegetarian. Thank you. But under others, it's possible to follow a plant-based diet whilst, apparently Wikipedia must be foreign, whilst, but must be British, occasionally consuming meat. So you can have a plant-based diet, and still chow down on a steak. Now, of course, there's a variety of other weight control diets, like your body for life. Did you know there's a cookie diet? Yeah, it says on your cookie diet. Hey, cookie diet! It says a calorie-controlled diet in which low-fat cookies are eaten to quell hunger. Okay, first of all, low-fat cookies, they say this is often in place of a meal. I've done it, but they weren't low-fat cookies. They were cookies with M&Ms in them. I'm like, you know what? My calories for my meal will be cookies. Not healthy, because obviously it messes with your metabolism, but there's a cookie diet. There's also a hacker diet. I guess it's a diet that you're on while you're hacking someone's computer. Actually, it's from a book called The Hacker's Diet. The book suggests that the key to reaching and maintaining the desired weight is understanding and carefully monitoring calcium consumed and used. There's Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, we talked about that. Now, there's a breatharian diet. I think these are people who breathe when they eat. Let's look at it. Okay, these are considered very low-calorie diets. It's a diet in which no food is consumed based on the belief that the food is not necessary for human sustenance. So my guess is breatharian diets die within a week or so. Then you have the KE diet, which is through a feeding tube that they don't have to have medically, but they don't eat anything. So they just have it's called the KE diet, where you give them a feeding tube. I guess, those quote-unquote fat farms in the past used to do stuff like this. Okay, now let me see if there's anything else issue. Oh, yeah. Remember the grapefruit diet in the 80s? It was a fad diet where you ate a lot of grapefruit and you consumed it in large quantities at mealtimes. It actually worked. Ooh, the Israeli army diet. Ooh, this sounds good. An eight-day diet. It only apples are consumed in the first 2 days. Cheese in the following 2 days, chicken on days 5 and 6, salad on the final 2, but they say it is not a diet followed by Israeli Defense Forces, and it's considered a fad diet. Alright, man. I think I'm going to do the breatharian diet. Sounds like I'm going to lose a lot of weight on that one. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
all right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Elliott Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Once again, all of us breathetarians, thank you guys for listening to my show. I know you're not going to be with us long, but I hope you enjoy the show while you're with us. Again, the breathetarians are the people that I guess don't eat because they don't think they need food for sustenance. They're called that's according to Wikipedia. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys eat gluten-free, and I get that. Right? If you have an allergy to gluten, which is a protein in wheat, I know, doesn't that really mess you up? You're like, wait a second. A protein in wheat, what am I eating wheat for then? I can just eat some meat. I don't know, but anyway, gluten is in a lot of, you know, types of proteins or a lot of types of breads. And anyway, apparently they say that gluten-free foods can contain toxic metals. And so When you eat gluten-free, thinking you're eating healthier, you may actually be consuming higher levels of arsenic and mercury, according to this latest study. Now, why would anybody eat gluten-free if they had to? Well, let's say you have celiac disease or you have an allergy to gluten. All right, you could be very, very uncomfortable, obviously. You could have malabsorption issues, difficulty with weight gain, bloating, diarrhea. There's a whole variety of things that people could unfortunately go through. However, many people have chosen to do gluten-free because they have irritable bowel. And I got to tell you something. I'm even considering it, too. You guys know I have major irritable bowel. It's horrible. And so my concern is maybe if it's the gluten, and I may not have full-blown gluten allergy, maybe what's going on is I have an intolerance to gluten. So I'm like, why don't I try gluten-free? I still haven't done that yet, you know, because it's really hard to go to a Popeyes and say gluten-free. Sure, you could go to an Outback. I don't know. Yeah, I had Popeyes last night. Oh, my gosh, it's so yummy. I had just a little bit of rice and a little bit of coleslaw and some chicken. Okay, so, but many of you guys are doing gluten-free because you think it's cool, you know? Yeah, it was really cool last year to be a pescatarian, and then everybody starts to make fun of you. All right? Originally, it was cool to be a vegan, and then they're like, wait a second, really? You know, I want to eat meat. I don't want to hang out with you. So most vegans lose all their friends. And then what happens is the only friends vegans could have are other vegans. And after a while, that gets really boring. You know? And so, not that vegans are boring. It's just you really need a meat eater in the group. You just do. It just really makes all for a more, you know, fun time. So, let's take a look at what's going on here in the study. According to study author Maria Argos of the University of Illinois at Chicago, she said, gluten-free foods have higher toxic metals of arsenic and mercury, and she quotes, these results indicate that there could be unintended consequences of eating a gluten-free diet. So gluten-free products often have rice, okay, or rice flour to substitute for wheat, rye, and barley. And rice, as you know, has or can have high levels of arsenic and mercury, because of the fertilizers and the soil and the water. So if you are substituting gluten, you got to put something in there to make it taste like bread or pasta or what have you. So you put in a rice flour substitute. And if you eat strictly gluten-free, now, unfortunately, you're taking in too much rice. So for the studies, researchers analyzed U.S. National Health and Nutritional Examination survey data from thousands of Americans aged 60 to 80. The investigators identified 73 people who said they ate a gluten-free diet. Compared to other survey participants, those who ate gluten-free diets had nearly twice the levels of arsenic in their urine and 70% higher levels of mercury in their blood. That's a lot. Now, all right, it's a small study, only 73 people. Now, somebody could say, wait a second. What if gluten-free people eat sushi? That could be it, too. See, you're now thinking like a scientist. You see how awesome that is? Yeah. So, see, you guys, I've taught you guys so much. You know, I wish I could give you guys all diplomas, like, you know, you're Dr. Dolly, a baby doctor, something like that. You know, because honestly, you guys are so smart. So, when I look at this, I'm like, is it really the gluten-free diet? Or do people realize, well, wait, rice is gluten-free, so why don't I just go and eat more rice? And then they, you know, go and eat more rice, hence, ergo, therefore, thus, more arsenic. Mercury. So anyway, yeah, because remember, mercury is in a lot of fish. So according to Dr. Argos, more research is needed before we could determine whether this diet poses a significant health risk. So gluten-free diets are recommended for people with celiac disease, which is obviously that immune response to gluten, which is a protein in wheat, rye, barley, etc. Now, just 1% of Americans have this, okay? Yet one quarter of Americans reported eating gluten-free in 2015. I don't know if they were trying to apply for disability. You know, I wonder if you go, wait a second, I have to be gluten-free, so I can't go to work today. I mean, if only 1% of the population really has, and then we got, you know, quarter, 25% of people eating gluten-free, I wonder, because we did, you know, spend a lot in tax dollars. Anyway, so many consumers believe that gluten-free reduces harmful inflammation, but there's no scientific evidence reporting that. So, arsenic and mercury are already naturally in the environment, but when you overeat, it raises the risk of heart disease, cancer, neurological problems, etc. So, the study obviously raises questions whether gluten-free, if you don't need to be gluten-free, is smart. Okay? Because, again, you may be taking in things. So what I think they need to do is go back and study these guys and find out if they're eating rice or other foods compensating because they don't have gluten. According to Dr. Argos, we regulate levels of arsenic in water, but if rice flour consumption increases exposure to arsenic, it would make sense to regulate that metal in foods as well. So these are called toxic metals. Arsenic and mercury are toxic. And we've talked about poisonings and issues that people have with that. So, yeah. I know, pretty exciting stuff. I know you really, I don't know. I know there's pasta. I don't know what else you guys could get gluten-free. I mean, I think, can you go to a McDonald's and get a gluten-free burger? I don't know. All right, many of you guys want to know what's been going on with the flu shot and the flu season. We are in the peak of flu season, you know that. Big, big peak. And the CDC said our shot this year was about 48% effective. Now, when I read that, I was like, 48%? Okay, that's still kind of low, because I thought flu shots, if they're good, are 60%. Yeah, but we don't realize. When you kind of put it into perspective, you realize we're actually not doing that bad. So, 50 to 60% is kind of the average efficacy of a flu vaccine. Yet remember a couple years ago, we really missed the mark and blew it. And the 2014-2015 season was predominantly the H3N2 influenza A virus. This H3N2, we weren't ready for. And in the 2014-2015 season, our flu vaccine was only efficacious 19% of the time. So everybody's like, you see, the flu shot sucks. And I'm like, no, you don't see. It was just a bad pick for that year. So this year, the CDC says that our trivalent flu vaccine, that's our influenza A, H1N1, H3N2, and the influenza B, is averaging 48% effectiveness, better than last year, which was 47%. So we are doing a little bit better. And what's very interesting is this year, the H3N2 is the biggie, just like it was a couple years ago. So if a couple years ago we missed the mark, being only 19%, this year, us doing better, we get some points for that. So the CDC looked at how we were doing with the different viruses. You see here, the H3N2 is the most predominant. So we're about 43% effective with our flu shot. But with the influenza B virus that's circulating, not as often as the H3N2, this flu shot kept it at bay 73% of the time. So when they average that, it comes to 48%. You see, because there's more H3N2, less influenza B, even though the influenza B, we did a better job. So Dr. Brendan Flannery, lead investigator for the U.S. Flu Vaccine Effectiveness Network, said the prediction for the H3N2 virus was right on in terms of that particular virus continuing to be dominant. So basically, we have 100 different countries conducting surveillance of their own. Sometimes we look at what's going on below the border, which we talked about with Dr. Karen Deuce, from the assistant professor or associate professor at Troy University, Nevada, where, you know, we get to find out what's going on in Australia before we deal with what we're dealing with here. So, unfortunately, we have no idea how good our flu shot is until we peak in flu season, because what they did is they looked at data from November to February 4th. And then they go, you know what, we didn't do a bad job. Is it too late to get the flu shot? Oh, hell no. Go get it. All right? If you're at risk for flu and you forgot, all right, go ahead and get it. Yeah, we're still in February. Flu can go all the way till May, even June. And the CDC is urging those to get the flu shot. So if you want more information, go to my website at drdahlia.com and you'll see the article there.
Big motor. attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my loyal listeners who has asked me about some various other medical problems is apparently breaking up with his girlfriend of about 6.5 years. And so he kind of goes through a long email of what's been going on, but he doesn't know how to break up with her. And I don't know if I could swear we talked about how to break up, and if he forgot that show, maybe that's why she wants to break up with him, because I've already gone over this and what he didn't listen. Okay. So maybe that's why she's mad, but that's okay. I don't want to give him a hard time. So breaking up with somebody, you know, the first thing I ask as a doctor, okay, not as a friend or as a radio show host, but as a doctor, is I always think about the safety. So if somebody is afraid to break up with somebody, my first question is, what are you afraid of? Do you think they're going to hurt you? Do you think they're going to, you know, why are you concerned? Okay, because, you know, we kind of innately know how to stop things. We do. We know how to start up a relationship, and we innately know how to stop it. So, but if they don't think that they're at risk, yeah, there's a little bit of an art to it, right? I guess some people want the very, you know, nobody really wants kind of like the bad divorce sort of thing where, and one reason for that is many of you have mutual friends. So you don't want to be with that person anymore. You want to be with somebody else, or you just know it's not going anywhere and you don't want to be with that person. But now all your friends are used to you two being together. You have a social network, especially if you've been going out about 6.5 years. Saturday nights are starting to become a little bit more predictable. And so many people are afraid that, you know, with the breakup, it's almost like, how do you approach a divorce? Who gets the friends? Who gets to, you know, and there's been movies about breakups, etc. So the big mistake that people make is they stall and they put it off and they go another few years. The longer you go, the worse it is. Now, with divorce, that could be a different story because you have kids involved. So unfortunately, you see a lot of people put off the divorce until the kids have moved out or the kids are old enough to deal with it. However, that may still not be the most shrewd approach, because let's say you're married to somebody and the kids are maybe 8 and 10. So if that kid now, okay, and remember, before Obamacare, kids used to move out of the house when they were 18. You know, they might go and get an apartment. Nowadays, I guess, they live at home. And I know you guys are going to say it's all because of Obamacare. But to me, if I got free health insurance and health insurance was about $1,000 a month, I would probably stay home, okay, and not pay the $1,000 a month rent or the $1,000 a month insurance. I would probably save money. I'd be like, you know what? There is no way I'm going to make it. Absolutely not. So you don't expect your kid to move out when he's 18 years old, like we all did in the 80s and 90s. We didn't move out when we were, you know, that's what we did. In fact, I mean, my parents would have loved me to move out sooner probably, but I didn't. Waited until I was 18, and then I flew the nest. And by flew, I mean, I knocked that nest over as I exited the sucker. I couldn't wait to leave. Now, I think it's pretty cool that the kids still like their mommies and their daddies and they still like to live at home. So you could be looking at that 8-year-old still staying with you till they're 26. So you not wanting to have to deal with bringing a boyfriend home or a girlfriend home and your son being there or your daughter being there, that's moot, because if they end up living with you anyway, they're there. Okay? So, you know, and then, you know, now the fights get worse. Kids pick up when it's not a happy home. The kids don't necessarily want you to get a divorce, but they pick up on that. You know, which is why it's really important to let the kids know that if you do have affection towards your wife or your husband, to show it. I mean, don't have sex in front of them, obviously. But, you know, give them a hug, give them a kiss. Let the kids know that that part is stable. Now, but let's go back to boyfriend, girlfriend, etc. Okay, so again, don't put it off. The longer you put it off, you're losing another year or two of your life when you could be with somebody else. Okay? And you just kind of make it worse. Okay? Another thing, according to Dana Kapserson, conflict specialist, says plan to talk to the best self that you know is in there, even if their worst self is all you could see at the moment. They say people tend to step up or step down to the level on which we engage them. So basically, they said try to talk to the other person's better self. Now, I don't know how you control, you know, the crazy part coming out, but you know, I get that where, you know, have the breakup in a setting where nobody's throwing things at you, nobody's, you know, where you guys sit down and go, you know, look, this is, you know, I loved you at one point, but I don't know if I'm still in love with you. And that's, it's going to be heartbreaking, but as a girl, I'd rather know. I don't want you to think you're faking it. Okay, don't do it by text. Don't do it by email. Unless, of course, you really think there's going to be violence. And a lot of people do. They're too chicken. So, you know, but if you could do it in person and you could talk about what's going on, what's going to happen is the other person is going to take it personally. They're going to think, one, that you don't find them sexy anymore, that you don't find them attractive, that they were too dumb for you or something, all right? Or they're going to think that you're cheating. And so you need to, you know, let them know that this is something you couldn't control. I can't tell you how many times I just didn't, I don't know what the word is, but I fell for somebody and then all of a sudden it just, nah. I mean, that feeling was gone and gone fast. And I'm like, how did that happen? You know, and it's very frustrating to talk about, but when you say, look, in my mind, I want this to work. I want to. It just, it's not in my heart, and I don't know why it's not in my heart, because you're beautiful, you're smart, you're handsome, you're funny. I don't understand. In my mind, I want this to work, which is why, you know, this has kind of been going on for a few months. Look, you know, this isn't a, I'm not doing this as a knee-jerk reflex. You know, I don't know. And maybe it's because there's something going on with me. So another thing you could do is actually take a break before the breakup. See how that goes. Maybe your feelings are wrong. But sometimes it's easier to just break up. Okay? A lot of times a mistake we do, like let's say you really know that you want to break up. I mean, you are really dead set on breaking up. A lot of times you may soften it by go, okay, well, let's just take a break. Or let's, I mean, again, if you aren't unsure about your feelings, you got to rip the bandage off. Okay? So the conversation should say, I think we should break up. All right? And just, you know, yeah. Again, don't blame them. You know, whenever somebody gets cheated on, the person who cheated will blame them. Will say, look, you let yourself go. You forced me to do this. And they're like, what? And so I would have people in my office bawling because they were like, it's my fault he cheated. No, it's not. A cheater's a cheater. When Brad Pitt cheated on Jennifer Aniston, all right, is it because Jennifer Aniston wasn't pretty enough? Was it because she wasn't successful enough? No. He wanted Angelina Jolie. When somebody wants what they want, they go for it. So, and again, I'm not, you know, I like Brad Pitt as an actor. I think he's a wonderful actor. But I always bring up the Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston thing because, you know, even some of the most beautiful people out there can still be cheated on. It happens. Okay? Listen to them. Okay? They're going to want to talk. Okay? They may want to cuss, but just, you know, they're going to want to vent. All right? If they leave quietly, expect they're going to want to vent anyway. But another thing that this is according to BuzzFeed, you know, if it's because there's somebody else, they said be honest. In a way, they're right, because if you are really starting a relationship with somebody else and you want to publicly be in that relationship, they're going to find out. It's going to be very hard to hide a relationship for a few months. All right. So, again, honesty is the best policy. And don't do it on social media, not on Facebook, please. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that want to learn health Spanish, easy words in the medical field, if you do work in a medical office or the healthcare field, and you want to speak more Spanish, we have a course at learnhealthspanish.org or learnhealthspanish.com. Go to learnhealthspanish.com, that's better. If you use code DDW, it's basically a course under $50 that you could do on your own at your own leisure. But if you go straight through it in under 2 hours, you are going to definitely reach a level of fluency that I think would impress your boss. We have quizzes on there. You also get a certificate to turn into work if you wish. So check it out at learnhealthspanish.com and use code DDW. All right, Carter from Kissimmee writes, Doc, I've been feeling tired and have less sex drive after being married for 16 years. I'm 45. I went to the doctor to check if I had low T, and he said I didn't with my level at 600. So he's talking about testosterone level. And a 600 is a good level. He said, but my buddy at work takes a supplement and says he feels great. So what's the risk of taking a testosterone supplement when you don't have low T officially? All right, that's a good question, because there's a lot of testosterone supplements out there. So here's the thing. You know, if your only symptoms are feeling tired and like less sex drive, that may not be a testosterone issue. So if I was your physician, I would be looking at your blood count. I'd be looking at your liver, your kidney function. I'd be looking at your thyroid. So I'd be, you know, looking at what you eat. I'd be looking at your level of sleep. I'd make sure you weren't diabetic. Right? You know, fatigue and loss of sex drive could also be a part of diabetes. If you take pain medications, narcotics, that could do it. So for a man to lose their sex drive and to have fatigue, it could be more than a testosterone issue. So you're having normal testosterone means to me, it pretty much doesn't have anything to do with testosterone. Now, unless your testosterone used to be super high, so let's say your levels were circulating in the 800s, and now all of a sudden they've dropped down to 600. Well, that drop could be an issue that's making you not feel as well. But, again, we don't know if we would still treat. So a normal range of testosterone ranges between 300 to 900 nanograms per deciliter. And, you know, people say, well, men go through a menopause, like an andropause, like women. Not as drastically as women, but yeah, testosterone levels will start to drop off a little bit. But they really shouldn't go super low. If they do go low, you got something else going on, like diabetes or some other sort of issue causing hypogonadism, we call it. So your buddy starts to take a supplement and he says he feels great. Is it placebo? Is it because he's taking something? Yeah, that placebo effect is you could take anything and feel better because you feel like you're doing something. That placebo effect, I'll just buy a bottle of placebo. It's probably cheaper and you know, placebo seems to really work. But, or maybe it does boost you just enough to give you that little push from 600 back to 700. The problem is with some of these testosterone supplements out there, we just don't know how safe. So when you get checked, you need to look at your free and total testosterone. A man with total testosterone, okay, could still have symptoms of low T if his free testosterone comes up short. So what we do is we test free testosterone. And I believe it's sometimes even best to do early morning. So your free testosterone is the amount of hormone that is active in the body at any given time. So it can be more indicative of what your testosterone status is. Now, WebMD goes through a lot of this as well. So for those of you just tuning in, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about low testosterone. And we have Carter from Kissimmee who wants to know, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, in Florida, who wants to know if he could take testosterone supplements, even if his testosterone is normal, what's the risk? Okay, so now, low sex drive. Before we go into testosterone, what could that be? You've been married 16 years. Okay, if you're still turned on by your wife, okay, and now you can't be with her, that's a problem. But if your wife, like me, wears muumuus, okay, rarely shaves her legs,
okay, and burps a lot, plus has big cases of irritable bowel like I do, then, you know, maybe there could be an issue to that. So what I usually do with my patients is I go, look, you don't have to tell me the answer to this. But if you look at a porn or Playboy or whatever, and if you get turned on by that and you're fine, then you probably don't have a sex drive issue. You know, there's a lot of psychological things that come into play, even with men, when it comes to sex. So if there's an issue going on with the relationship, you could have a low sex drive. And so many people will go to the doctor, or their ladies will say, you need to go to the doctor. Maybe it's your testosterone. And they go, you know what? It's better than divorcing her, or it's better than having a fight. So you know what? Maybe I'll do that, and maybe I'll want her more. No, that's not going to work. Okay? So let's look at these, you know, so there's a lot of testosterone supplements out there. You could get the real testosterone that you can inject. The pill forms of testosterone prescriptions don't seem to do as well. They also have the gels like the Androgel that you could put on and men will absorb subcutaneously. And we may treat that. Let's say you had an injury to your testicle. Right? And you're not producing testosterone, right? Let's say you have a pituitary disorder. People with diabetes, people with HIV or AIDS may have low testosterone. So there's, like I said, there's a lot of medical reasons that may make you, help you qualify. And so according to the Mayo Clinic, testosterone therapy could treat the hypogonadism, where you don't produce enough testosterone on their own. And so this isn't very common, but it happens. Okay, and then the study published in Nature Reviews Endocrinology found no scientific reason to prescribe testosterone to men over 65 years old with normal or low to normal testosterone levels. So we have some debates. Why is that? Well, let's look at the risks now. Okay, heart and prostate. Testosterone supplements have been in the news a lot because there's been studies, such as the one from 2010 that was in the New England Journal of Medicine, that said if you are over 65, you could have an increase in heart problems when you use testosterone gel. This is according to Healthline. And then later a study came out of men younger who were at risk for heart problems and heart healthy older men being at greater risk. 2014, there was a study in rats that looked at testosterone supplementation, right, being a tumor promoter for prostate cancer, which we know. You know, if you're at risk for prostate cancer, you taking testosterone could accelerate it. Then other sort of side effects that the Cleveland Clinic had pointed out is sleep apnea, more acne. You could get enlarged breasts. You could even have testicular shrinkage. You know, maybe what's happening is you're taking so much exogenous outside testosterone that your body stops sending signals to your testicles to make testosterone, so they end up shrinking. So, you know, if you don't need the testosterone and you start taking it, there's that risk that then your body's like, oh, I guess our body doesn't have to work. We're getting plenty of it. Same thing with enlarged breasts. Maybe you start to offset the too much testosterone that's in your system by making more estrogen, hence increasing your breasts. So according to Healthline, they recommend if you want to do something naturally to increase your testosterone, if it's an issue, get more zinc. There's been studies looking at how zinc helps regulate serum testosterone. So add that to your diet with more whole grains and shellfish. Make sure you have potassium because that aids in testosterone synthesis. So spinach, beets, bananas will give you potassium, and potassium will help to, you know, make testosterone with the hormones. Get more exercise, cut back on your sugar to avoid diabetes, get more sleep, and of course reduce stress. So, you know, if you are low on testosterone, we're going to supplement you. But if you're not, then you are running a risk. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe
A living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.